everyone, and welcome to the Human Design Podcast with me, your host, Emma Dunwoody. I'm a qualified master coach and human behavior specialist, as well as being a qualified human design coach. And I work with clients every single day to answer the big questions. Who am I? Why am I here? And what is my purpose? I also assist them to transition from the person they think they should be to the person they really are on the inside. I teach people how to actually live their design instead of just knowing it. And if this is something that you want to do too, well, stay tuned or reach out for private coaching or Human Design Unpacks, where I show you exactly how to live your design. Hey, hey, everyone, and welcome to today's podcast. Now, today we have the next in the Authority series, and I'm so excited because I get to share one of my dear friends with you. I've talked about Rebecca on the podcast before. She was the friend of mine with the magic pendulum that helped me heal my knee, and she's also an ego manifester. Welcome, Rebecca Thorne.
Oh, thank you, Emma. I'm so excited to be here. This is so much fun. Thank you for having me.
It's going to be awesome. All right. So for all of you listeners out there who've been paying attention, when we talk about authority, there's a hierarchy. So we started with the solar plexus, emotional authority. Then we went to the sacral. Then we went to the spleen. And now we're talking about ego authority or ego manifested. What this means, if you have this authority, it means that you have an undefined solar plexus, an undefined sacral, an undefined spleen, a defined will center. And this is going to be a manifester. Okay. So this is going to be, this is what's called ego manifested. And the thing about the ego manifested authority that's really important is that these are people that need to speak it out. For them to know what's correct for them, they need to be able to have space to talk out the process. Now, you really have to understand, if you have an ego-manifested human in your life and you're the lucky person that gets to hold space for them, you have to understand that they are not at any point asking for advice. If they want advice, they will very directly ask you for your advice. Otherwise, this is absolutely about holding space for them to talk it out. Fair to say, Rebecca?
Yeah. It's so funny. Those are things I learned later in life, but yeah, it's so true. It's so true.
Yeah. So when you first discovered that your authority was ego manifested, and I think one of the things that I'm just going to quickly drop in here because I had one of my scattered thoughts come to me. Yes. That one of the important things to understand also with ego manifested is these are people who they actually need to really be able to, what's the word I'm looking for? They're going to be talking from a place of like creation on the material plane or resourceful ego. They will be I focused. It will be about them. I want, I feel, I see. And it was really important. And I think what happens often in women is that it gets shamed. You know, you can be shamed for being I focused. And we learn as women to shut it down and make ourselves wrong about that I focus. So this is, you know, if you have this ego manifested authority, it is so important that you understand that this is how you make sense of your life, through the I. Does that resonate with you?
Yeah. You know, one of the things I learned over time was that culturally we are so mind focused, you know, growing up, schooling. Did you think about that? Why did that go wrong? What happened? Did you ask other people? So it's almost like I stepped out for many, many years of my truth and just put that aside, because I had to, it draws you to live outside of yourself a little bit, you know? And so now that I've learned that, it's way different. And it makes me think, like, you know, I walk my dog every day with my husband, and he's a trooper. He knows. So I'll just start. I will do exactly what you say. I will start thinking about things at a very deep level from a very loving space. I have this deep love for, and it sounds so corny sometimes, but it's so true for understanding other people. Like, that's why I do what I do, because, and so I'll start, like, we'll be walking and all of a sudden I'll just start this and that and analyzing this and thinking, and I, in my mind, I like keep going deeper and deeper in the wondering from that aspect. And then I just have these incredible downloads and he just continues to walk and So it's perfect.
I love that.
Over time.
Love that. And I think that's the thing, you know, like, I think anyone who has an authority, and we're going to be talking more about these authorities where the person has to talk it out. The person they get to hold space for them is really important, because it's not a space of advice. It's a place of holding space and often reflecting back, but without agenda and without opinion. So it is important that you have that person in your life, which certainly sounds like you have, correct?
Yeah. And you know what else too, like when we're talking about this, this is new for me too over the last several years, that it really does come when I say it. It's not, because we're taught to pre-think everything. And then, so that's so nerve-wracking for me personally. And I just thought there was something wrong with me, but it's not true. It's like, when I just let that go and start talking, it comes out in a perfect way. Like it's supposed to, like delivering messages to people or insight to other people, because being, and so I don't like the name ego authority. I have a bone to pick with that. I like to call it the heart. I like the heart authority, because the ego has a bad rap over the years. So I always transition to the heart authority. That's an easier connect for me, but
I love it.
That piece of me is so ingrained in helping other people. I'm always, it's just like I'm in service or something, like I cannot help myself. So I get these downloads, I call it downloads, because it just doesn't come from my brain, or it just comes from source. You know, that's how it feels to me. So,
yeah, I love that. And you make some really important points. Number one, for those listeners playing along, yes, Rebecca has a defined G center. So this is why everything comes through the filter of love, you know, that higher self-love. The heart, it's not just the ego. I mean, I think one thing that my listeners are used to is we don't ego bash here. We certainly not. We appreciate that it's an important thing, and we do talk about it being resourceful ego. And the resourceful ego wants to provide. It wants to take care of the tribe. It wants to be able to fulfill all the resources required and all of those things. So totally resonates. And we're certainly not going to be ego bashing in here. I love it. And I think the other point that you made that I think is really powerful, and this is powerful for all authorities, is the journey from making decisions with the mind to making decisions with the physical body. As a kid, Rebecca, like, do you remember, because you're hugely intuitive, so do you remember when you were little, like before all the conditioning kicked in, did you talk things out? Did you trust your physical body more? Like, have you noticed that there was a difference between when you were little before too much conditioning and then when you went into the more conditioned phase of your life?
You know, things that come to mind were, like, I used to make up songs all the time. You know, I would have friends over, and I specifically remember having a friend over and sitting and playing a game and just making these songs up. And my mom, I love my mother, she came and she's like, okay, you know, because I would just like make these songs up and sing loudly, but it was kind of bothersome. It wasn't viewed as, you know, and so I would get calmed down. So those are the kind of things, like, I was just this really independent, very happy child, but it was a lonely place. It was a lonely place to be, because, and my whole childhood, I couldn't figure out how to do it to be a part of the group, because I didn't play group. I couldn't do things just because somebody wanted to do it, or I couldn't pretend to like something because other people liked it. I mean, I just have this very strong independence. So I do remember parts of things, but I'm telling you, it starts at a young, getting along and being a part of it and doing it right starts at such a young age.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that. And you're so right. I think that piece about you making up songs and it, you being loud and bothersome. Again, like for all the manifestors out there, I'm sure they're all like, oh my God, yeah, I resonate with that. and this is important, you know, like I have one of my sons, so he's a sacral authority MG, but he also has the same configuration as you do, from the will to the G to the throat. And it is so important. Like, he's just like, he could talk underwater. Like, this kid can talk and talk and talk and talk and talk. And, you know, sometimes I'm tired. Sometimes it's like, whoa. But knowing what we know about human design, like just letting him chat. We had this awesome experience the other day where we were hiking into a place. It's called the Bungle Bungles here in WA in Australia. And it was like 40 something degrees, so it was so hot and so dry. And we're walking in, and everyone's just a little bit crabby because it's really early in the morning and it's really hot. And you know, my boys can, you know, butt heads, and everyone's kind of being a bit snappy. And all of a sudden, like I'd zoned out the bickering or whatever was going on. And all of a sudden, it's like I became aware that this son of mine, he's talking all about Harry Potter, and he's explaining like literally the character dynamics of Harry Potter. And as I'm listening, I then get into this next awareness, and I'm like, oh my God, he's probably magic. Like, when we let him talk, like just let him have this space to chat, he literally completely changed the energetic dynamic of our entire family. And we were all completely listening. We were 100% in with him. We were being led by his energy. All the other angst disappeared. Everyone was out of their head and into their body. And it was that moment that I was like, wow, this is that energy of when we let people who are designed to really speak and lead, and we throw out the agenda of how that's meant to look. And we can see the power of how this energy, and he has the 2551. So he has this aura busting energy, and he literally just, and we often call him the Pied Piper. He literally just, we were all just following along. And I feel like this is a lot to do with that configuration, that will center, that when it's given the space to use its voice. And we were talking before we had the recording, like how you do your videos and how you lead, and how, I know how I've seen you work with clients, it's magical. And especially when you started to learn how to trust what came out of your mouth, like all of a sudden it was just a completely different experience. Yeah. So learning to trust that authority, learning to trust what comes out of your mouth, because what happens with this authority is we say it, or you say it, and then the mind filters it. You're taught to filter it. And this authority in alignment is, it has to let go of the filtering, no filtering. Right. It has to trust it. And before we got on the call, you were talking a little bit to this. So can you talk a bit to that process of coming back to starting to just trust what comes out of your mouth, like whether that's in work or making decisions for yourself? Like, how did you get back to a place where you started to trust that authority?
Yeah. Well, I love that story about your son, and what a gift he is being given by all of you, because I'm envious of that in a very positive way, because I spent so long being shut down around it that when I came and found human design, like, I don't know, it's maybe been 4 years now or something, and started discovering that, it's tough to trust that, because what happens when I get into that space. Now, when I work with clients, that's my role. You know, I'm much better at listening and hearing and being intuitive and helping them. And I take that on. This is the space that is created and the relationship that we have with one another. But when I'm out in the world, it's been really interesting, because it took me a long time to play with that. But what happens is when I start getting in that space and it just comes out, it's like a silence happens around me. So if I'm in a group, or if I'm just with a couple people, or I'm just with a friend, you know, and we're yucking it up or whatever it is, and then all of a sudden this, I'm just so into my body and not in my head, and it comes out, it's a very noticeable silence from the other side. And so that used to make me super uncomfortable. because I was conditioned that I don't know where I got this from, obviously, growing up, but if that happened, I must not be saying something of value. That's what I used to think. I must be being weird, right? But now I know I'm saying something wisdom-y. It actually happened on a call last night too. And all of a sudden this just came out and both ladies just got very quiet. And I was like, and now I just keep going. Like I've learned, I'm just going to keep going. And so it's almost like I have to risk in myself. I'm like, just risk it, Rebecca. And it's okay. And I got to a point in my life too, where I didn't care what other people thought. And I think that was a real switching point for me when I got into my late 40s. I just didn't care anymore. And so that gave me the freedom because I was used to being weird, right? Gosh, I'm so messed up, Emma.
Oh, we all are though, guys. So we much. All are. We've all done it. And I love that. And I've witnessed it. I've been in the room and, you know, the things that, and this is something that I love about the manifestors and anyone who has this authority that speaks it out, even when we see a projector who, you know, has a similar configuration, they need to talk it out. The power, when you trust what comes from the authority, straight out of the mouth, you know, it could even be an MG with a 3420. It's something that I've really learned. And that's why this podcast is so successful, because I've learned to stop freaking thinking about it and just trust what comes out of my mouth. And I think that this is so incredibly powerful for the listeners, you know, hearing your journey of how you used to think that silence meant that it wasn't valuable, where as soon as I hear you say that, I'm like, oh my God, it's the total opposite. It's that people are listening. They're not just hearing something come out of your mouth. They are like, they're on, they are listening. They are completely connected.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's why I love human design and your podcasts and everybody that understands that deeper truth. I mean, we are rising up into a much higher vibration. We all know that. Anybody listening knows that, because you're stepping out into being different, you know? Yep. And it's so time for us, because once we do this, once we understand all these authorities and all these dynamics and how we operate, life is going to be easier. I mean, we were meant to live in love. We are meant to have love. And so all this other stuff has just gotten in the way of the truth of controlling mechanisms. But as a human race, we have learned that. And there are many people that are rising up. And it's so much easier up here. Like, it's so much easier to say my truth. And it works for everybody. And it's so much easier to hear other people and let them be who they are. I mean, I truly love people. Like, everybody's so unique and they have a gift. And if you just have to give them space, you know, you just have to give them that listening or quit judging, right? Like, let's stop that. I just did a post on that too. Let's stop the judging thing. Yeah. So anyway, I know I go on and on, but it's really a really great vibration if we all just relax and trust ourselves, right? It starts with personal trust. You have to do that first. You can't do it from the outside. You have to do it from the inside.
Yeah. Love it. And I really love, like, you know, if there's a projector out there who also has this ego or heart center authority, it's the same thing, you know, like everyone has to trust what comes out of your throat, out of your mouth. You have to trust this authority. And I think that one of the things we have to learn to be as well is we have to learn to be really discerning with what we consume, be discerning with what beliefs we pick up. You know, I think what's really interesting, and I think that the ego authority or the heart authority is such a, like, it can be divisive, that's the word, because this is a person that is focused. My mother has she's a projector. Well, I think she's a projector with the will center authority, the ego authority. And like, I've definitely been like, oh my God, she has narcissistic traits. Like, she's narcissistic. And then once I understand, I'm like, oh my God, no, she's not. It's how she frames her world. It's how she makes sense of the reality that she's living in. And like you said, this is the beauty of human design, is when we understand the charts of the people that we love, then all of a sudden, you know, they're not narcissistic tendencies, even though maybe they are a bit. they're actually because the way she can know what's true for her is through this frame of the material world, the I am, I want, I feel. And it's like so freeing, right?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I believe two things very strongly. One, that everybody can change. And number two, that we always make the best decisions we can in the moment. And so I believe everybody wants to be liked and everybody wants to be accepted, but we're limited, or we're not limited, but we are, our design presents us to, it's what we have available to use. You know, it's what we're, the processing, the energy, how it comes out. You know, okay. So we're all trying to figure out how to get along, how to be included, how to be friends. And it's not easy because we're all so different. And that's the point. We're supposed to be different. That makes us greater. So I totally get all that. And I think that we're just moving there too as a society. I think it's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that. Okay. So in a relationship, if someone out there listening is in a relationship with someone that has a will center authority or a heart center authority, what do you think they need to know? What do they need to know about their partner?
What do they need to know about their partner? I think one of the biggest things is they need to be able to be honest. So they need to be able to say their truth, even if it feels crazy, right? And they need to have somebody that will hang in with them, that will have those discussions, that will agree that we're not alike, but wow, we both bring something really great to the relationship. And sometimes you can fight, and that's good as long as it's healthy and you're working it out. And, you know, because anger is part of, you know, my not self. And, you know, you have to give each other that space to be your not self too, because you're figuring life out. So I guess the biggest thing, you know, because now I'm in my second marriage. So the biggest thing for me was just having somebody under, this is what my husband says to me now. He goes, I always know where you're coming from, Rebecca. He says, I always know that you're coming from your heart. So what he's saying is, even if I say things that are too I or too off or whatever, he is so connected and so open to me, and he's so confident in himself that he can accept me as I am. He doesn't hold me accountable or judge me for those kinds of things. And that's huge for me, because I spent my first marriage trying to balance, oh, I did that wrong. Oh, I do, you know, I just was so living in that not self space, you know.
Yeah. I love that. I think that is so beautiful that he says, and I feel like every manifestor or every will center authority out there, please tell your partner this mantra. I always know where you're coming from. You're coming from the heart. I think that is so freaking beautiful. Yeah. The other thing I'm going to throw into the barrel is I'm going to say that it's also important to give you guys open-ended questions. So instead of trying to, you know, whether you're a projector, whether you are a manifester, it's super, super important that you have that opportunity to have open-ended questions within a relationship, especially with this authority, because you won't know until you speak it out, correct?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. I mean, sometimes now, though, I'm getting so used to my flow that I just lay it out there anyway. So it's kind of nice for that. But like when we first started, I said, okay, it's good that you asked me questions, because I feel like I'm here to serve. And so when somebody asks me questions, then it helps me understand what you want to know. Or it also, if you see I'm struggling with something and you ask me a question, it helps me to draw that energy in to kind of start processing and let it out, you know? So
yeah,
it's definitely super valuable.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah. The other thing that I literally grew up watching my mother do is she freaking talked to herself all the time. And she always, I would find her in the bloody garden chatting away. And, you know, it's now that I'm like, oh, wow. Like, really, she was literally just in her authority, chatting away, making sense of things. Do you resonate with that at all?
That's hilarious. That's hilarious. Well, if I'm not talking out loud, I'm talking in my head.
Yeah.
So, you know, whether it's verbal or even though expressing verbally is really, really important for me, that's where the extra magic comes in. But well, I talk to my dog all the time. So I guess that counts, right? She's very educated.
I love it. Oh, God. Yeah, my mom always talking to the dogs, always talking to inanimate objects. Classic. Yes. I love it. Okay. So, from the position of when you were a kid and you having, you know, what you know now, knowing that being a will center authority, ego authority, that you have to talk it out to really make sense of what's correct for you, what's the next direction for you. Mm-hmm. What advice would you give parents from your experience as a child and now what you know about your authority? What advice would you give parents with a kid with this authority now?
You know, well, first of all, understand it. If they're hearing this, you know, to just kind of, but really, I guess one of the things I really wanted, I mean, I grew up in a very loving, I can only speak from my experience, obviously, right? Mm-hmm. But I grew up in a very loving family, but also I was a good kid, but there was like not a ton of boundaries. So it's not that I need boundaries, but it was more like questions, interactions. It was more engagement into helping me observe my world. And really, this is what I've done with my girls. They are not manifestors, but, and this is how I coach people that have children and stuff. It's like letting them know that they may be different or they may process different than their friends, but that how they do it is so uniquely them and important, and it's okay to be you. And so giving them permission, seeing them for their gifts and how they process, honoring that by speaking about it, noticing it, and as a manifestor, you know, asking those questions and then just being okay with that. Like, it's okay that you don't want to be part of this big group or whatever. You do things your own way. Does that make sense? Did I answer that?
100%. So much. And you said another golden, it was a golden statement that I love. And it was something like, I needed help to talk it out, to make sense of my world. And I think that is such golden advice, especially with this will center authority. Again, because we live in a world where if our kids are talking about I, we might say, you know, like, oh, that's not right. Think of others and da 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 da. Where if we can hold space for them to construct their world through that frame, fine. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not unresourceful ego at all. It's really this will center, this heart center is about self-worth. It's about what they want to contribute, who they want to become, how they want to serve the tribe. So it's a beautiful heart-centered energy that is absolutely rooted in self-worth. So if we as parents are holding space for them to speak the way they're designed to speak, instead of shutting them down and destroying their self-worth, it's going to make a massive difference, not only for the little one, but the adult they've become. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you're going to save them a lot of money in therapy.
Yeah. I love it.
Yeah. They're not going to pick up all that conditioning. And the really important thing, and this is counter to what we've been brought up to believe, is that when you start with you, when you honor that child and allow them to speak from that I space, when they do that, they're enabling every single being around them. They're giving them their space to be who they are, the projector, the manifestor, the generator, the MG, whatever. Like when we, and we, it's such a lesson for all of us. When we do ourselves, we are not creating all those weird enabling relationships or all that stuff. We give everybody else space to be them. And then it's, think about those relationships you have in your life. They're so much more fun, right? Those are the people that you're like, oh, I'm picking up the phone for this person. This is my girl, you know, or, you know, it's just so much easier, but we're not taught that. It's so counterintuitive. So it's like, you know, delayering and, but anyway.
I think that's perfect. You're absolutely right. And it really leads into this place where we can fully learn to accept each other as they are. And like you say, let go of all the extra energy we're freaking spending on projecting our shit onto other people and how they
I like the way you say that. Absolutely.
Yeah. And instead we're actually seeing people for who they are and who they came here to be. So I love that. Okay, last question for you. As a will center authority, what advice would you give to someone who's coaching you? If you need to make your decisions through this process of speaking it out, really talking about what you want to create in the material world, even what you want to feel in the material world, focused on what, you know, I want, I'm creating, I want to provide, I want to deliver, I want to serve. What advice would you give someone who's coaching you to support you to make your decisions through your authority?
So one of the best things for me that has happened fairly recently, because I'm always doing self-growth, is being really listening to my body and feeling into that will center. Is it lit up? So when I first learned about human design, people go, oh, what's your gut say? And I'd be like, oh, you know, I didn't get that. I don't know. I didn't think anything of that. It was like, I don't even know what that feels like. I never even thought about it. I just have a gut feeling. It's just okay. And then when I learned about human design and I learned that my gut was where what lights up, and I started delayering all this other stuff, and I checked in with that heart center, it lit up. It vibrates. When I'm on it, when I'm lit about something, it gets just this beautiful humming, golden like vibration that happens, you know? So when I try to decide things, you know, I mean, you're always going to carry with you your life, you know, you can heal things, but you always will have memory, or you always will have neural pathways that just don't always get covered up. They get weeds on them. But so it's the coaching is like, where do you feel that in your body? When you think about doing that class, where do you feel that in your body? You know, because we're so mind oriented. And I always feel like I get my downloads through my mind too. So I have to distinguish the difference. But I guess the big number one thing is, where do you feel that in your body? And if it lights you up, and sometimes even being coached and somebody saying that, look at you glow. That's good. It's like, oh yeah, that's right. That's it. And so committing to things, and because I don't have my own energy, committing to the things that light me up and then staying with that. Cause sometimes with the way I work is I lose the energy for it for a while and it doesn't happen. And then I feel bad because I don't finish things. So I've learned to kind of persevere. Like we were talking about, just, you got to go through it. Sometimes you got to just look for that energy and just push through to a degree, because it's really important to finish things too. So,
I love that. Rebecca and I were just talking before I hit record about how there is this misconception that, it's in human design, I think it's in the greater spirituality world, that everything has to feel really good all the time. And if we want to grow, it can't feel good all the time. It's impossible. And this will center energy, as you were talking about how that feels in your heart, I was like, oh my God, I feel that. Like I have a defined will center too. And I'm like, oh my God, I know exactly what you mean. And For me, it feels excited, but like for me, it also feels like this really deep grounded determination. Like I get this really like, all right, get the hell out of my way. I'm coming through. You know, that's how my will center really, really feels cool. In my body. And I love that, that again, it's this, because if someone's coaching someone with this authority, they're going to be a manifestor, they're going to be a projector. We don't want to tell manifestors what to do. And we certainly only want to give projectors either invitations or, you know, if they want direct advice, we can give them direct advice. But in both cases, it's like holding space for these people to connect with their, I love that, connect with their physical body. So guiding them back to their authority through the embodiment, like how does that feel? How does that feel in your body is going to really help and serve them to know those decisions and to know better. I love that. That's so cool. Yeah.
Great.
So that's it, my dear friend. I'm super excited. I love it. It's been so good to watch your journey and really to trust. Oh, God, I have to just mention that other nugget that you said. I love that you said that because, again, I'm like, oh, my God, I resonate with that. That you get all your downloads through the mind. So, again, just reminding it. If you're working with someone as a coach, just reminding you back in the body, because it's your outer authority is coming in through the mind. These are the things that you give to your clients. This is that sort of guidance, or it's the thing that you write down on a piece of paper and say, okay, cool, when am I going to get to that, or am I going to get to that? I mean, in your case, you just go, okay, I'm away, I'm off I go. if my will center's got the energy, I'm gone. You know, and this is the other piece I just want to touch on before we finish up, because, again, this has come into my awareness, is that when you have will center authority and what we've just spoken about, there's a couple of things to understand is that will center energy, it is not on all the time. The only motor that has consistent energy all the time is the sacral, okay? The sacral is something that is on all the time. Now, that doesn't mean that you need to be active and using it all the time for those players that have a defined sacral, because you will end up doing functional burnout. But what it means specifically here when we're talking about the will center is it means that the will center is a bank, okay? It's a bank of energy. And I want you to think of it like savings, that when you put energy in the bank, so like you were saying, like take care of yourself, go to, you know, get enough sleep, exercise, eat healthy, do all the things that you need to do to keep that bank full. Then when something excites you and it's a hell yes, off I go, then there's going to be money in the bank. There's going to be energy in the bank. But it is really important to understand that your authority, it will feel like it's switched off. Like you don't know, like you'll talk yourself around in circles. You don't kind of get it at all. Like I can't come to a decision. And that's not because your authority is not talking to you. It's because the bank, the savings are empty. Do you resonate with that?
Yeah. You know how I think about that? I've learned too, is that it's not time yet. So if it doesn't light up, if it doesn't give me an indication, what happens is my other parts of my body want to take over. Oh, it's not there. Okay. The mind is always trying to step in, right? That amygdala, we got this, Rebecca. And I'm like, okay, you guys, you get me in more gerbil wheel thinking than I can handle. So we don't do that anymore. And so I just come to the space of knowing it's just not time to know. And so the beauty of that is, and I've noticed that is with the moon cycles too, like a new moon, I get a very blank couple of days of just not big thinking. And then the full moon, I'm like up early, I'm writing stuff down. So it's just honoring your own energetic flow. But if you don't know, do yourself a favor and don't push it, because it just creates misery, in my opinion. Just say, it's not time. And when I need to know, it will come. And honestly, it does. And then it's fabulous. And then you're very clear. And then if it goes away, it wasn't meant to be anyway. And you just thank the universe for taking care of you from walking down that crazy road of wherever that was going to take you, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's so beautifully said. And we have another nugget, and that is like, it's just not time yet. and really being able to honor that instead of leaving yourself, as you say, in the hamster wheel, trying to think it out instead of properly feeling it out. You know, it is this energy, and it's just come to mind, like that feeling is that when you have any authority that is about talking it out, it is what Rebecca mentioned earlier, like remember or practice that feeling of what it feels like when you've dropped into your body and you're speaking from the body, not from the mind. You're not speaking from story. You're not speaking from shoulda, coulda, woulda. You're literally opening your mouth and things come out. And this happens to me all the time, having 3420. Like, I will say things, or the girls will hear me say something and they'll be like, holy shit, was that recorded? Was that recorded? Please let me that be recorded. And
I all the time.
Yeah, right?
I should have recorded that. Oh.
Yeah, exactly. And this is the thing, when you have anything that's, you know, that wisdom that comes through the throat, through the voice, it's so important to build the muscle of just learning to trust it and not interfere with it. And not, you know, and pay attention to when those stories are happening, because when the stories are interfering, you're not having that clear communication with your authority in the universe.
So true. And really, I always encourage people to practice that, like take the small steps and just play with that for a day. Or I know you probably do all these experiments. I know you have a... And then see what happens, you know, but give it a shot, because right now it's really not working for you. And I promise you, it's so much better. Life is so much grander and more fun when you just go, okay, this is who I am. Like, yeah. It's human design is so freeing for that. It's like, oh my gosh, that's exactly how I am. You know, it's like a realization. It's like, gives you permission to just quit pushing against the stuff that doesn't work. So now we're getting into the fine tuning with these discussions and all your podcasts, right? It's like,
yeah,
how do we really do it? What are the steps? So
yeah,
just play with it, you know, just give yourself permission for a short time.
Yeah, I love that. And for all the listeners listening, they hear me say this all the time, start with the little things that what I call don't matter. So if you want to practice your authority, go to the kitchen. Decide what to eat, you know, things that you don't have an attachment to, like things that, and if you have an eating disorder, then please, I'm sending lots of love to you, and don't start with food. Start with what sport you want to play, or make sure that whatever you do, it's simple, it's easy, and there's no great attachment to it. And you're going to notice that, oh my God, this was here all the time. I've always been doing this. But it's the mind's attachment to it. Often when we first come to human design, it's the mind's attachment to, it should be like this. It should feel like that. I should do this and I should do that. That keeps you from actually going, oh, that's always been there. I've always known that.
Mm-hmm. So after I was divorced and I moved into my new place, I was married for over 20 years and my youngest daughter went to school. So I was by myself. It was a Saturday and I just was like, I didn't know what to do. It was the oddest thing. I was like, well, I used to watch a lot of football, but I don't really want to watch football. Like, let me see. And so I stood in my kitchen, and this is how I tell people, this is a great thing to do. Just stand in the space and just breathe and just go, huh, what would feel good right now? What, and it could be anything. It could be, go take a bath. I took more baths than those weekends, baths and naps and markets and cooking. And, you know, cause all my friends were married, so they weren't available, on the weekends. And so, but it was a great, fabulous opportunity. But just, if you don't know what to do, just like Emma says, just stop and stand for a moment and get into your body. And there's no rules on that. You know, get rid of the rules. That's what I had to do. The rules of operation in the house of raising two kids and being married. Wow. What does it look? I didn't know what it looked like. I had to figure out what felt good to me. So that's great. And I love that.
Yeah. And I love that statement. And we're going to finish on it, because the other thing I want to reiterate what you just said is, like, I also want everyone to throw out the rules of what they think their authority should be like. This is something that is just my biggest bugbear with human design, is that there's so many people taking people from one dogma to another, or one personality profiling tool and identity that they're attached to or addicted to, and giving them human design instead. Your authority speaks to you uniquely. We are giving you all the guidance you need to test and what you're looking for. And yes, you need to speak it out. And yes, it's going to be the I am. And yes, the energy is going to kind of be inconsistent and it's a bank. And yes, all of these things are going to feel resonant to you. But you are the one who knows what's correct for you. And the way you express your authority is going to be slightly different to everybody else. So don't ever let anyone else tell you exactly how it should be, because you are the guru. You know the best for you.
I love it. I love it. Yes.
So good. All right, my beautiful friend, I'm going to let you go. It has been so nice talking to you all about the Will Center authority. And I'm sure that there's plenty of manifestors and projectors out there that are like, oh, my God, now I get it. So thank you for sharing. Awesome.
Oh, thanks for asking me, Emma. It's always a pleasure. It's such a joy to have you as part of my life. So thank you so much.
Yay, so welcome. Yeah. All right, beautiful people, thank you so much for joining me. It's been so lovely to have you here, and I look forward to having you on the next podcast. Bye for now. Thanks everyone for being here all the way to the end of the podcast. I hope you got lots of value out of it. I certainly had a lot of fun doing it. Could I please ask that you share this podcast with friends if you found it valuable? And also, bonus points, could you leave a review for me as well on Apple? It would be greatly appreciated. If at any point you would like to be on the podcast, or you've got questions that you'd like me to discuss on the podcast, by all means, get on my socials and DM me. Everything you need is there in the show notes. Have an awesome day. Bye for now.